I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW Original Podcasts.
What do you get when you take some of Philly's top chefs and pair them with students in a chop style competition?
Prizes are awarded and bragging rights are on the line. And we raise a lot of money for our scholarship foundation.
It's the second annual Great Philly Cook-Off. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
Because it was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. So I'm excited about this event that I heard from Drexel University. It's the second annual Great Philly Cook-Off. They take some of the best chefs in Philadelphia and pair them with students who have never been in the kitchen during a competition in front of judges before. And they get to network, meet with the best chefs in Philly, and learn to collaborate with them. I'm speaking with Ben Falecha, who is with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. They're running this program. He talks to me about what it's like to see that excitement in those students' eyes who have never been before judges in a professional setting before. And he tells me, since they got a lot of great sponsorships this year, you can buy tickets for just $25. I'm Hadass Kuznets with Ben Falecha, Director of Operations and Strategy with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, also known as the PRLA.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are talking about the Great Philly Cook-Off. So this is the second annual. You're getting a little bit of traction at Drexel University on October 10th. What is it?
Thanks so much for having me. The Great Philly Cook-Off is an event where we pair up great chefs from Philadelphia with students from the Philadelphia School District. And we have them do a chop-style competition where prizes are awarded and bragging rights are on the line. And we raise a lot of money for our scholarship foundation.
The PRLA Education Foundation.
Yeah, the PRLA has a great education foundation. We try to do a lot helping the youth and trying to make sure they're ready for the hospitality industry. All the money raised goes directly towards scholarships for the kids.
So this is for college?
Yeah, for continuing education. So the awards are given out to high school students. And as long as they are pursuing a degree in hospitality, whether it be a local school here like CCP or Temple or Drexel University, or if they want to go off to Cornell to their program, anywhere where hospitality or culinary is being taught, the scholarship can be used.
And how are the students?
The students get so excited about this. A lot of time is the first time that they are in a competition. They're usually meeting these well-known chefs for the first time and then getting to work right next to them for a couple hours. So they come in at 4 o'clock. They meet the chefs. We give them a market basket of ingredients. The chefs are allowed to bring one secret ingredient from their restaurant to use. We usually drop a secret ingredient on them when they arrive to the kitchen. And then they have about 20 minutes to plan what they're going to be serving. They have about an hour, hour and a half to prep and cook it. And then they have to present it to our judges that night. So, you know, it's just one dish, but they have to make it very special. They have to make 7 or 8 of them to make sure there's enough to share, and it has to look great, it has to taste great, and it has to beat the pants off all the other contestants.
So who are the famous competitors?
Well, I mean, I think the students should get all the recognition, but our chefs this year are Aaron Gottesman from Oyster House. He also competed last year. We have Yehuda Sichel from Abe Fisher. Yehuda was very upset that he didn't come in first place last year, so he insisted on coming back again this year. We have Barbie Marshall, who's a great chef in Philadelphia and was a finalist on Hell's Kitchen. Lucio Palazzo, who is now with Sojourn Philly Restaurant Group. And we have Silva Sennett. Silva is with the Pyramid Club. and also a Top Chef competitor. So he has some experience in the cooking competition field. And then we also have another first-timer, Frederick Upshaw from Star Fusion Restaurant.
If you had to choose a partner, who would you choose?
Personally, I would choose Aaron Gottesman. We worked together in the past, so I am a little biased on that. And we have similar flavor profiles when we're preparing dishes.
So what are the parameters that you use to either pair up the students or to give them their assignment?
To pair up the students, we do it quite randomly. Occasionally, we'll have a student that gives us a pretty good reason why they want to be paired with a particular chef. And in that case, we'll let that happen.
We'll be kind.
But normally, we choose them randomly. The ingredients are chosen.
Wait, when do they learn? Do they learn this on site?
Yeah, they learn everything on site.
So they pick a name out of a hat?
Yeah, they show up at 4 o'clock and, on October 10th, and they find out everything right then, including ingredients, including what they're cooking with, including the station. They can pick out the plateware that evening, what they're going to be presenting with. And fortunately, we have a ton of sponsors that are donating product, produce and proteins from fish and meat to, you know, a little bit of everything. So they do have a full market to choose from when they come in.
And how do you determine who is the winner? Like, what do some of the judges have to take into consideration?
So the judges usually follow, I guess, a few criteria. One would be presentation. Does it look good? Does it look good on the plate? Does it look like something you want to eat? Two, taste. That's very important in a cooking competition, how something tastes. And then third, the creativity and the process of why they chose to make what they chose. So was it because it was the ingredients? Were they inspired by something else? Were they inspired about a song that they listened to while they were in the kitchen getting it ready? So we want to hear the story, we want to see the dish, and we want to taste the dish.
What's the behind-the-scenes competition like? Is it the students that are like most competitive, or is it the chefs that are most competitive?
From last year, I saw that the chefs were most competitive.
So I'm just picturing like the students consoling the chefs at the end of it. It's okay. We'll get it next year. It's okay.
It's the truth, you know, but here's the deal. A lot of the students are seniors and they don't get a chance next year. You know, the chefs do get a chance next year. So, you know, we want to make it about the students because it's usually a first taste of them really being in a professional kitchen surrounded by our cast of characters this year. There's probably 100 years of restaurant experience in that room. So it's a rare opportunity for these kids to surround themselves with such talent.
But who's a better sport?
The kids are a much better sport than the chefs. You know, even though Philadelphia is a city where in the hospitality community, everybody helps each other out and everybody has each other's back. When it comes to a competition like that, it is straight cutthroat. And that's fun to see.
Is there ever crying involved?
There is no crying in kitchens.
No.
No, just like baseball.
Just a little yelling.
Right.
What excites you most about this competition?
I think the thing that excites me most is watching the kids cook, you know, watching these kids collaborate with these chefs and seeing the thought process into planning the dish, seeing the thought process behind how they're going to plate each dish, and then watching their reaction as the judges scrutinize each flavor profile, each speck on the plate, and watching the realization in the students' faces of what cooking is all about. And it's great as a spectator or as a guest that comes to it because you can walk into the kitchen and you can see all of this happening. You can see the judges' table, and then you can see the looks in the kids' eyes as they're being critiqued in a lot of times in their first professional way.
That's amazing to be able to see the wheels turning there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And there's so many events like this where a lot of the cooking goes on, I'll call it backstage. And, you know, you'll walk around, you'll taste a bite here and you'll taste a bite there. But you don't really see everything that goes into preparing it and cooking it. And at this event, it's really hands on. So you can walk right up to the stove, right near the stove and see them cooking. You can go back there and watch the beads of sweat show on the chef's face when he was trying to place the dish. When I say you have 5 minutes left or you have 4 minutes left, and you can see the time crunch. And it's really exciting to be a part of that. I really don't think there's another opportunity like this to see something like that in action.
Where are the students from?
They are from the Philadelphia School District, various schools.
What most impresses you about the students?
The thing that most impresses me is their desire to learn and their enthusiasm about cooking and about hospitality. I love that. I mean, it's the future. Hopefully it's the future of Philadelphia to see all this enthusiasm about our industry. And I love it.
So having events like this, where you take the amateurs and you pair them with the professionals, is this an indication of what's to come in Philly?
I certainly hope so. One thing that I hope it shows is at this event, it's not just the chefs, but there's a lot of hospitality professionals there, from folks who run front of house, so general managers, managers, restaurateurs will be there. But there'll also be a ton of servers working there and bartenders working there. And you kind of get to see a little bit of everything in the restaurant world. And I like the kids to see how much different opportunity there are. You could go into a field wanting to be a chef, and yet you might go through school and realize you want to be in marketing restaurants, or you want to be a PR person, but you found out that you really have that hospitality gene and really want to be in front of folks all the time. I have friends that went from being a server to being executive chefs of a kitchen. So it's really great to show these kids all the opportunities that are out there in this field.
So the event is Thursday, October 10th from 6 to 9 at Drexel University, 33rd and Arch. How do you get tickets?
You can go to prla.org. That's our website. And let me tell you, the tickets are $25. So we raise a lot of money in sponsorships, which is great because, as I said, all the money from sponsorship goes directly to kids' scholarships. So now we want folks to come and enjoy. So the tickets are only $25. There will be a lot of wine and handcrafted cocktails, local beers. Drexel University will be preparing all the food that night. There'll be plenty of food to eat, plenty to drink. It's going to be a great time. We're expecting 100-plus guests that evening. And it's just going to be a great time to walk around and mingle and taste food, watch the kids cook, watch the competition take place. And just enjoy yourself.
Great cause. Sounds like it's a great networking event.
It really is. It really is. My whole family comes. All the kids come, so they get to see. It's a family event. It's fun for all ages.
You want to flip your resume to some of these professionals? There you go.
Exactly.
They'll all be in a room together. Ben Falecha is Director of Operations and Strategy with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. The event is called the Great Philly Cook-Off. It takes place, again, on Thursday, October 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Drexel University, the sixth floor of the building at 33rd and Arch. And once again, the website is
prla.org.
Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Hadas.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.